With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Likely, Joe Biden voters are more motivated to stop Donald Trump than to support the president. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
The findings of a new Reuters-Ipsos poll point to voter unhappiness with a likely Biden versus Trump rematch in 2024. In fact, Americans inclined to vote for Mr. Biden next November say their primary motivation is stopping Trump. About half of Biden supporters in the poll described their vote as being against Trump and his policies, compared to just 38% who said they would be voting to support President Biden and his policies. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Elsewhere, a conservative political analyst says Republicans must actively collect their absentee ballots to perform well in the 2024 elections.
Ned Ryan is the CEO of American Majority. He tells Salem News Channel this month's off-year elections indicate the GOP won races in two states where they actively work to make sure absentee voters returned their ballots.
We won 5 of the 7 Senate races and 8 of the 12 House races in Virginia. We were very successful in 4 key parishes in Louisiana.
Ryan says there's a benchmark the GOP must achieve.
If you hit 80%, you're going to give yourself a really good chance of winning those battleground states in 2024.
Ryan is the son of former U.S. Republican congressman and Olympic runner Jim Ryan from Kansas. George Williams reporting.
A suspect believed to have fatally shot 3 women and a teenage girl and critically wounded another teen girl at 3 locations in Tennessee last night has died of an apparent self-inflicted gunshot wound. The police say Mavis Christian Jr., 52-year-old man, was found in his car during a manhunt. Argentines voting today in a presidential runoff pitting the candidate of the ruling Peronist Party against a populist anti-establishment newcomer whose election could swing the country to the right. This is SRN News. Nigeria tops the 2023 Persecutors of the Year report from International Christian Concern.
In the last 20 years, probably upwards, no one knows the real number, but upwards of 100,000 Christians have been murdered by Islamists, again, over the last 20 years. And then there's 3.5 million farmers that have been pushed off their land. The land has been stolen.
ICC President Jeff King says the frustrating thing is the lack of action by the regime.
The problem in Nigeria is that the Islamists are in the government. They're aiding and abetting. And so for some reason, they can never find these guys. They never attack, et cetera. There's inaction and excuses.
He's urging the Biden administration to put pressure on Nigeria, where about half the population is Christian. He says if nothing is done, civil war is bound to break out in the not-too-distant future. The full ICC list at persecution.org. This is SRN News. A show business icon to be honored next month.
CBS will celebrate Dick Van Dyke's 98th birthday with a TV special next month. Dick Van Dyke, 98 Years of Magic, will air December 21st, 1 week after his birthday. Van Dyke says he's been with the network nearly 70 years, starting with the CBS morning show in 1955. And he adds he is, quote, incredibly honored that he will have a birthday special and can't wait to be a part of the show. Jason Walker reporting.
Speaking of showbiz stars, Taylor Swift has postponed a concert in Rio de Janeiro after a 23-year-old fan died during her Friday night show. The singer said in a note posted yesterday on Instagram, the decision was made due to the extremely hot weather in the Brazilian city, and quote, the safety and well-being of my fans comes first. This is SRN News.